Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Hebron, Israel. Tens of thousands of Jews gather in the world's oldest Jewish community to celebrate. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The religious Jews around the world have a weekly reading in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, which is read and discussed in the synagogues as these Jews read through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy in 1 year. Thousands of Jews gathered in the city of Hebron to read the portion of the Torah, Genesis 23, which is the record of the Jewish patriarch Abraham purchasing the Machpelah cave as the burial site for his wife Sarah. Hebron, the burial site for the Jewish patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has about 850 Jews living there today, and the Jewish community there say they will not leave the land that God has given to them. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Tens of thousands of Jews gathered in Hebron, the oldest Jewish community in history, looks to the past as they read from the Bible. But their presence in Hebron today speaks of a scenario found in Bible prophecy for tomorrow. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Religious Jews read a portion of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, on a weekly basis, and they say it is a blessing to be able to read the Bible from the actual location mentioned in their weekly reading. That was the case as tens of thousands of religious Jews gathered in Hebron to read Genesis 23, which is the record of the ancient Jewish patriarch Abraham purchasing the burial site for his wife Sarah there in Hebron at the Machpelah cave. The small Jewish community today living in Hebron, about 850 Jews, is determined that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will not affect their continued presence in Hebron, the oldest Jewish community in the world, dating back to Abraham some 4,000 years ago. Not only did Abraham pay cash money for Hebron, but the ancient Jewish prophets tell us that in the last days, Jews will come back into the land of their forefathers to live there forever. That's Ezekiel chapters 34 and 36. Ezekiel and other Jewish prophets reveal the battle that will take place between the Jews in Hebron, and in fact throughout all of Israel, and their Arab enemies that will try to eliminate the Jews from their promised land. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, Daniel 11, verses 40 to 45, and Joel chapter 2. Tens of thousands of Jews in Hebron to read the Bible is indeed evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...